MTD Radio News, I'm Jim Miller. Final day of the American Planning Association of New Mexico 2023 conference, providing an opportunity for some of the people who attended the four-day event to get a closer look at Roswell before they return home. The first of the two tours concentrated on the city's downtown. Barbara Gomez, executive director of Main Street Roswell, talked about Main Street Roswell's ongoing plans, such as the $2 million Great Blocks redevelopment project that would add an outdoor venue and other related amenities such as restrooms downtown. The site will be two blocks east of the Chavez County Courthouse at 400 North Virginia Avenue. She pointed out the courthouse lawn that faces North Main Street. That grassy area with plenty of shade is where Main Street Roswell holds a variety of community events each year. A worker with the city of Roswell has died and follows an accident at a water main break. Information limited, but according to the city, crews responded to the break at about 12:40 Saturday morning. Something happened that caused the death of that worker. Details about events leading up to the death have not been revealed at this time. The city said OSHA continues to investigate. A Hagerman man accused of raping a family member at a relative's home in December has pled not guilty to two criminal counts. When he appeared at his arraignment in 5th Judicial District Court via video conference from the Chavez County Detention Center last Monday, 26-year-old Pedro Olivares Puentes pled not guilty to one count each of criminal sexual penetration in the third degree and incest, both third-degree felonies. Bond set for Olivares Puentes at $2,500, but a jail population summary report of the detention center on this past Friday shows he's been in custody for the past 24 days. That's what's happening. I'm Joe Miller, MTD Radio News.